This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And speaking of the center, James, you guys are hosting a workshop coming up soon on April 30th on fencing. Now you're going to have a host of speakers in, including NDSU's Miranda Meehan out of Fargo. What will be the center of her talk?
Miranda has been doing a lot of research work on virtual fencing, and that's really a hot topic in the industry right now. So virtual fencing is exactly what it sounds like, an invisible fence line out there that cattle, using an ear tag, you put in a line, and there's no visible fence, but yet a sound and then a slight shock will turn them away. So she's done a lot of work on exactly how well it works, what the percent of turnback is, what the percentage of holding cattle in a certain area that's been defined by virtual fences. All that work is really important for producers to gain knowledge and also gain some confidence in how well these systems work.
All right, good stuff, James. And hey, we'll have more on the fencing workshop when we come back.
The Minot Hot Tots and Honeybees are back in action this summer at Corbett Field in Minot, North Dakota. The schedule is packed with even bigger and better theme nights, fun promotions for the whole family, warm summer evenings, and of course, baseball and softball. The fun starts on May 26th at 6:35 p.m., but you can go to hottotsbaseball.com or honeybeesoftball.com today to see what's in store this season.
Nathan and Emily Spickler presents the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale, Monday, May 5th at 1 p.m. at the ranch, halfway between Carrington and Glenfield on Highway 200. Selling 150 Angus bulls, 40 commercial heifers, and 30 select registered heifers, all fully guaranteed. And you can bid live on the internet at dvauction.com, offering 1,000-mile free delivery on bulls. It's the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale, Monday, May 5th at 1 p.m. at Spickler Ranch South, 14 and a half miles east of Carrington on Highway 200. See SpicklerRanchSouth.com for more information.
Talking the fencing workshop and some speakers and another hot topic, James, I understand, will be cost share. Tell us about that.
There's lots of opportunities for cost share. The NRCS has had a long program through EQIP of cost sharing fencing, and the cost of fencing has jumped up so much nowadays. Per mile fencing cost could be $15,000, $20,000 a mile, depending upon the type of fencing you put in. So having some cost share available really does help guys put that fence in.
Good stuff, James. That brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by the Spickler Ranch Production Sale, by the Minot Hot Tots, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.